On a remote Northern Territory island, about a three-hour boat ride from Darwin, turtles have one of the highest nesting success rates in Australia. It's one of the key nesting sites for the vulnerable flatback turtle, an Australian species. But researchers who've been studying them there since the 1980s say climate change-driven sand temperature is threatening their future. Jane Barden reports.
As the sun sets, a metre-long flatback turtle drags herself up the beach of Bear Sand Island. It takes her half an hour to dig a nest hollow in the dunes. Then she carefully scoops out an egg chamber in the cooler sand below.
Some of our turtles that we tagged back in 1996, they're still coming back nesting every year.
For 30 years, Charles Darwin University fellow Mick Guinea has been researching the turtles and how the sand incubation temperature determines the sex of hatchlings.
If the temperatures are below about 29.5 degrees, you will have a male turtle. If it's above 29.5 degrees, you're going to have a female turtle.
He's recorded gradual sand warming until in 2016, the nests were too hot to produce any males.
And as the frequency of those years of producing all females come closer and closer together, then we're looking at a situation where you could in fact have populations that are producing just females.
And what happens when the temperature rises above that upper limit for females?
Well, you have a rise of about 33, 34 degrees. You start to getting into lethal temperatures.
He says some Queensland turtles have reacted to climate change by nesting further south, and the flatbacks could follow the territory coastline down.
But to then move further south, they then have to get over Cape York and over the Kimberley coast. So they're pinched off. So if temperatures continue to rise, then you could see the local extinction of the population on Bear Sand.
Environment groups have been monitoring Mick Guinea's research with alarm. Jason Fowler from the Marine Conservation Society.
Well, the government's developing the coastal marine management strategy right now. We would hope this strategy recognises climate change impacts and actually works out what to do about it.
The Territory's acting Environment Minister, Lauren Moss, says it will.
We are serious about this. We do accept the science and we need to be making sure that we're doing everything that we can do to take action on climate change.
Green groups are also calling for more federal government action.
They need to improve our renewable energy sector and start to transition away from fossil fuels.
The Federal Environment Minister says the government has invested $56 million in climate change research over the last decade, and it's making progress on its 2030 emissions reduction target. Mick Guinea is predicting by 2030, all Bear Sand Island's flatback hatchlings will be female. He hopes some nesters will seek out cooler beaches.
We might find that further south, the turtles are actually having better success there. They could be the saviours for the population.
That's Charles Darwin University fellow Dr. Mick Guinea speaking there with Jane Barden.